how has winning Defensive Player of the Year and getting a taste of the playoffs heightened your workout coming into this season?
Oh, man. That was the motivation I needed this offseason. Like you said, it only heightened everything from preparation to workout and just knowing everything you can get better at. Even though you did have that success, it only made it more. It made me more hungry. Yeah.
Last year on this day, you told us in the off season you took one day off before you got back to working out. What was this off season like? Any days off? One day off?
I squeezed in two this year. I squeezed in two, man. My mom made me, and it was cool, man. It was a cool experience. But back to work and. Focused and ready for this offseason.
I know that you're obviously more focused on wins than anything else, but to get that individual award, like, what did that mean to you? I mean, Defensive Player of the Year, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, for sure, man. It meant a lot. It meant a lot to me and my family. And it was a testament to hard work. Not only that, coaches, the players, I mean, my teammates, everybody took part in that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just me, you know what I'm saying? And so, it was a big deal. It was a big deal, and I'm grateful that it happened.
When you go back and look at tape from last year, where do you think that you improved or grew?
That's the thing, man. It was all a team effort when you think about improvement and all those different things, and it's just a feel for the game throughout the year, and improving on different things defensively. But even then, it's exciting because you look at what we did, but we can be so much better. And it's not just about me, you know what I'm saying? And that's the approach I always take on you say Defensive Player of the Year, but it's all those guys around me, man, and making it work and making it happen so we can make those plays that we made throughout the year.
Is it something weird playing here in Oakland? They will know you're going to Vegas eventually. Is that going to be
it just feels weird right now, but I feel once we get in that stadium and get around the fans and them knowing that, you know what I mean, the players, we don't have control of those things. You know what I'm saying? It ultimately comes down to us coming to work and doing our job and doing whatever it takes to win.
So being one of the leaders of the team, what are you going to do to keep the outside noise down?
That's the easy part. It's just outside noise. That's stuff you deal with throughout the year, you know what I'm saying, all year. You deal with different teams and different players saying different things throughout the year about your team. It's ultimate focus for us. It's just ultimate focus for us to lock in on what we have to do right now. And it's just day by day, you know what I mean, going to grind and going to work with each other and doing what it takes to win ball games. And that's our only focus.
Did you have Derek had this kind of passion to tweet the night that the relocation was announced? What were your thoughts at the moment? I mean, did you give it much concern? You assumed probably it was coming. What were your thoughts, and now what do you think?
My thoughts were the same as Derek's. I just retweeted his. You know what I'm saying? It was easy for me. You know what I'm saying? Having him say those words. You know what I'm saying? The words that he said, it just hit spot on for me. And I used his tweet, and I'm gonna use those again today.
Does it make it a little bit easier though, knowing that you got that strong brand behind you, the Raider, you know, that iconic brand, obviously.
For sure.
When you take that to Vegas, I mean, fans will come from Oakland, from LA, the Vegas Raider fans. I mean, does it make it maybe a little bit easier knowing that it is such an iconic brand, the Raiders and the fans?
But I technically wouldn't know what to make it easier or harder. But just knowing that that we have the fans that we do have, the Raider Nation, I mean, that should be self-explanatory for itself because we have fans everywhere. And I see it every time I go, wherever I go, they show up, and they show up big.
I don't believe you were in the room yet when Derek was talking about just his recovery and, you know, eventually he's going to get hit for the first time.
Yeah,
injury.
For sure.
And he said one of the things that's been helpful is that in the pool – there's some contact there. What exactly happened?
Oh man, I can't really speak on that. I don't want to get fired. Y'all gonna give me fired? I told Derek before you walked out of the room. I say, really? You told him that? But man, we were just playing around a little bit. You know, Derek is a physical guy for his size and stature, and being a quarterback for sure. But we definitely know what I'm saying? We got some recovery time in and definitely made sure his ankle was strong.
Did he really shut you out?
When?
You said.
Oh, come on. You think Derek can shut me out? Really? Nah. Nah, man. Nah.
He said he's going to beat you in a race, too.
Come on, man. Who's when he said that?
Right now.
Man, I'll tell Derek, stop lying to y'all, man.
Preseason or regular season, have you been face-to-face with having to hit Marshawn Lynch, and what are your thoughts on him possibly coming here? He's visited.
Yeah. Man, Marshawn, man, one of the best running backs I've played against in my short career so far. I mean, you talk about a player, hell of a player. It'll be a great, 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 great treat to have him on this side, the dark side. You know what I'm saying? But in itself, we still focusing on the now. You know what I'm saying? Can't really control what's gonna happen with that. But yeah, man, we're looking forward to it if it happens. But right now, we're enjoying the grind.
How physical is he as a running back, when
you're talking about physical, I think he's the most physical guy I've played against. I remember playing against him probably during the regular season, my second year, I believe. And, yeah, they ran a power right at me. And I remember that play. And, you're talking about one of the most physical guys I've played against, running back-wise. Yeah.
Is he going to remember you hitting him, or are you going to remember
it? I mean, when you talk about playing the game, the bullet's flying. So you don't know what you'll remember at the end of the day, but just knowing the type of player he was and, you know what I'm saying, the type of player he is, it was a good challenge for us.
What would you do for this defense if you guys have Mario healthy for the entire year as opposed to?
Oh, man, that's all we talk about, me and him, him being healthy and him doing what we know he can do. He's a special player, and we know he can do some special things, but it starts with what you said, being healthy, taking care of your body. And right now, grinding and keeping your head down and not talking, and that's kind of what the plan is.
When you were drafted here, as you look back on it now, do you find it incredible that all these teams picked after them and they came all the way back around to the second round and Derek Carr was sitting there and guys are on the same team?
He's still mad at me for that. I don't know why. Could y'all tell him to stop being mad at me for that? I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? But, Derek, he still has that chip on his shoulder, man. It's never going to leave. Every time I see him, I kind of catch him staring at me in the building and I kind of got to look over my shoulder. But he's still mad. He's still angry about that. We talk about it all the time, actually, for some reason, even though it's been almost, how long? Going on three years. He's still mad at me for that. I'm still mad, too, but he don't know that I'm mad. I went five. I wanted to go one. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I go one? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, that's
amazing, though, at the quality of play that he is at now that – I mean, how fortunate are you guys as a
man,
team?
Man, I tell them all the time. I say I'm blessed to have you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Knowing the type of player he is, not only that, but the type of man that he is, I'm blessed to have him in the locker room, let alone in my life. You know what I'm saying? And he's a hell of a person and a hell of a player, and I'm glad to have him.
You can go a step further. You have Gabe Jackson as a third-round pick. Is there some kind of bond between that draft class that
maybe,
that's kind of what turned this thing around? Kind of talk about that or feel that?
Yeah, we talked about that a few times. I feel like I've said it a few times, how we all sat in the room during probably around this time of the – well, not this time of the year, but later. No, that went with the rookie meetings and the rookie – all the extra rookie activities that you had to do. It was one of those things where we were just sitting in the room and it was like, man, Derek was the one. He looked at all of us and was like, man, we got to change the culture. And – I was like, yeah, I seconded on that again. I retweeted him again. But, it's just one of those things, man, where you just felt it. You felt it. You felt that it could change. And it just started with little things then, and it turned into bigger things now.
Same token, Khalil, the three of you guys being in the same draft class. Obviously, Reggie has talked about wanting to extend all three of you. But Derek's name comes up the most because he's a quarterback. He's a second rounder, so they can do that.
Yeah.
With you, they could use the fifth-year option on you. How do you approach this offseason with contracts and trying to keep the team together and just trying to stay focused?
That's the whole point, man, just to stay focused, man, not even really worry about that. That stuff will take care of itself. You have agents and you have all those people to worry about things like that for you. that's the whole point with us, for sure. And even though you can talk about it here and there, but still the focus really is, it comes down to winning ball games and grinding with your teammates and your brothers and making this experience right here worth a lifetime, because, you know what I'm saying, you got to approach this season like it's your last.
Is that a fine line then, to keep everybody happy but at the same time take care of people financially like that and keep the team together?
Like I said, you got to let those guys do their job. You know what I'm saying? You got to let the big man upstairs do his job. You got to let your agents do their job, and you know what I'm saying? Everything will fall in place.
Khalil, jumping back to that relocation, when you're out there visiting people and talking to people out in the community, do you find that there are people talking about the business side? Well, this is the business side, so we see, but the fan side, we're upset a little bit. But,
yeah.
Or what are people saying to you?
I mean, it just comes up just as far as the relocation. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes up all the time, but it's always the kind of like thing where it's like, man, just win now. And that's what it comes down to for us. You know what I'm saying? They think like the players now, man, just win now. And that's all we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what's going to happen down the line. You don't know who's going to be where. And so this team that we have now, we want to focus on winning now.
You're wearing your Buffalo Bulls.
Yeah. Oh, see him. Oh, UB. All for one. What's good?
As you look back on your pre-draft process,
yeah,
what stands out the most?
You say what stands out the most to me, it was just the fact that coming from a small school, that was just blown up throughout the whole time. It was kind of one of those things where, man, he comes from a small school, can he really play in the big leagues? And so that's still what I'm trying to prove to this day.
Is coming from a small school part of the reason why you play the way you play?
You can say that has an effect on it, because I kind of sense and I kind of knew that it'll take me dominating at that level to kind of get noticed. And so, yeah, I kind of guess it made me go a little harder, but I'm glad it did.
What you've done in the league so far, what Brandon Oliver, he's made a career for
Brandon,
himself.
Brandon, my dog,
What do you think that you guys at Buffalo maybe kind of shown what small school prospects are capable of?
Most definitely, but it ultimately comes down to the fact that it's not really just the small school thing. You know what I'm saying? It comes down to the player and the hunger that the player has. And that's one of the hardest things to kind of, like, get a scout on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Does this player work when nobody's watching? You know what I'm saying? Those type of things. And nobody can measure those things, because nobody can tell. Nobody can see what you're doing behind closed doors.
How do you approach the draft as a player? Obviously,
you can only
focus on what you do. You let the big boys upstairs take care
of the job. Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. This not in your hands. So.
Yeah, but you've seen a lot of offensive talent has come through this door in free agency.
Yeah.
The idea of maybe getting some fellow young guys, what does that do? I mean, are you being closely monitoring that this month?
Will I be closely monitoring? I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can keep up with it, man. I went upstairs once and seen all the players that they had lined up and all the film that they had to watch, and I got kind of tired looking at it, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't know if I can monitor it as well as they do, but I guess I'll try for you.
Who'd they have for number one?
Who?
Who'd they have for number one? You saw it.
All right, guys, thank you.
At the top, I don't really know, man.